You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up tonight at 7, it's Snap Judgment. In tonight's episode, you may have the wisdom of the ages, but when life throws you a curveball, even you may need some help. That's tonight at 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, retirement can mean very different things to different people, but most of us look forward to a life after work that allows time to pursue hobbies, travel, spend time with family and friends, or maybe even work at a job that's just not about the money.
Financial service provider TIAA has been surveying their retirement plan participants for over 30 years to gauge attitudes and expectations about retirement. They just released a new edition of their Voices of Experience survey.
Joining us to discuss those new findings is Kathy McCabe. She's a senior managing director at TIAA. Kathy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So how did the Voices of Experience survey first start? Why did TIAA decide this was a priority?
Well, we wanted to get a sense, and this goes, you know, back to 1982, on, you know, how those that retired were doing. So we asked a series of questions and then thought it was a great idea to check in and see, you know, over 30 years later, what are the attitudes of those who did retire? Were they enjoying their retirement years? And despite current headlines focusing on retirement anxiety, many of TIAA retirees have a very positive reality.
And so you specifically directed the survey to TIAA retirement investors. Who does that include? Because you do have a kind of a specific audience.
Yeah, this most recent survey that was done just in 2016 was for over 1,600 retirement plan participants. And remember, we are in the nonprofit sector. So we were founded by Andrew Carnegie nearly 100 years ago to help ensure that teachers could retire with dignity. But we offer our plans now to millions of participants in the nonprofit, including academia, research, medical, government, and cultural fields. So it is a very specific snapshot of a particular group of people.
But on the other hand, within that very specific group, it could be anyone from, say, a maintenance worker in a hospital up to the CEO of that same hospital or of an educational institution.
That is absolutely correct, because remember, we are serving all employees at these institutions. So your examples were spot on, from janitorial staff to administrative staff to faculty, and in the healthcare arena, doctors and nurses. So yeah, it really runs the gamut.
So the first survey was in the 1980s. Is this the first time that it's been updated?
Yes, I believe this is the first one since 1982. So the results that we had in 2016 were being compared to those in 1982. And when you look at the statistics, it's interesting that there's a lot more consistency than differences over 30 years later with the results.
So overall, Kathy, are the people that you surveyed satisfied with retirement?
Yes, that's overall very satisfied. I'll give you a couple of very specific stats. Today, 93% of the TIA retiree survey said they're satisfied with retirement, and this is virtually unchanged from the 1982 survey where 92% were satisfied. And actually, the intensity of satisfaction has increased, with 65% of respondents saying that they're very satisfied, up from 51% back in 1982. And they're saying it's what a comment you kind of said, which is they're reporting that it's just as fun and exciting as their professional careers were.
Well, and we'll talk a little later about how they're spending all that free time that they have. I found that a really interesting part. I did find it intriguing that the satisfaction with retirement, the rating did vary a little bit depending on what age people were when they retired. What were the differences there? They weren't huge, but what differences did you see?
Yeah, they weren't huge. It's typically more than half of those surveyed, about 54%, retired before age 65. This is up from 39% back in 1982. Today's retirees, 71% said they expected to work until 65, but only 47% did. And they're more optimistic. Much of that, we think, is because they're retiring by choice. 77% say they were cautiously optimistic or looking forward to retirement, and 76% they retire by choice, which is up from 67% in 1982.
So people that retired not by choice may have been, say, laid off or their hours were reduced, and instead of trying to find a whole new job, it just made more sense for them to retire at that point.
That could be the case.
So yeah. One of the findings that was interesting was that people are tending to retire earlier. 54% of those surveys retired before age 65. And as you said, that's up from just 39% in 1982. But what I found really interesting is people are living longer. And so that means being retired for more years than previous generations. What are the implications of that, that people are living longer, so retirement's longer anyway, and then they're retiring even younger?
Right. Well, one of the things, you know, some key things, and this really applies to not just those that were surveyed by TIA, but really all people, it's the early planning, right? So starting as early as you can. The survey showed that people that started to plan for their retirement before age 30, 75% indicated that they were very satisfied in retirement. But good news is that, and this is kind of unexpected, that those who started planning after age 50 were 60% were also said that they were very satisfied. So it's a good message to those to say that it's not too late. But again, the earlier you plan, the better off you're going to be. And you're right. So people are not only living longer, but they're retiring earlier. And I think something that's really important is understanding that you don't just want to accumulate a big nest egg, but you really want to understand how to distribute that nest egg and help ensure that it lasts for your lifetime. And that's where, you know, having that guaranteed lifetime income stream through an annuity, at least for a foundation to help meet your fixed expenses, is really important. And 1%, you know, one other statistic that really stood out is that 57% said they did not have to change their financial picture. They stuck with what they started with, and they were very satisfied.
Kathy McCabe is a senior managing director at TIAA. That financial service provider has been surveying the retirement plan participants for over 30 years to look at attitudes about retirement. And we're talking about the newest edition of their Voices of Experience survey. And as you just mentioned, Kathy, of course, a big part of retirement is being able to support yourself without that weekly or monthly paycheck coming in. And so it sounds like people are doing well, but is it all based on what they were able to save for retirement? I'm guessing that people who are retired currently are also taking Social Security, and that may or may not be an option for people who are a few decades younger than them right now.
Right. Yes. I mean, those that have retired, many, it's, you know, they have both their retirement income, what they save personally, and Social Security to, you know, help them meet their needs. And, you know, we don't know the future, but I think one of the things that we've hit home for years, and I've been doing this for 29 years at TIAA, is the earlier you start and start socking away as much as you possibly can, knowing there are going to be things that happen throughout your career, you know, different life events that you might have to shift for, like college education and getting married and buying a home. But really, the minute you start to work, start saving. One of the things in our industry, in the 403B industry, oftentimes the retirement plans are mandatory. And oftentimes the contribution rates are higher than, you know, the 401k industry. So on average, between employees and the employer, it could be upwards to about 14%. So it's a very robust plan. But, you know, my message to all, whether you're in our world or in America at large, and no matter your age, is try to save as much as you possibly can and as early as you can.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of the survey was asking people how active they are in retirement. And I had a laugh because it seems like the feeling that people have of being more busy after they stop working actually might be true from your results. How many activities are people saying that they're involved with in retirement?
You're right. That was a really interesting statistic. Those surveyed that were the most satisfied are engaged in 10 or more activities. 76% report that they're very satisfied. Those that are engaged in 1 to 4 activities, only about 52% report the same. So the more they're involved in, the happier they are. One of the things we also found from the survey, and this is very consistent from 1982, is that they're not working for compensation. So they're really in retirement. And that was another comment you made, that maybe you'll do a little work where you're not required to have a paycheck, but you want to do something. 80% of today's retirees are not working for compensation, and they do have the freedom to spend time doing the charitable activities or providing care for family or the hobbies that they're interested in. And that's very similar to 1982, where the survey said that 79% were not working for pay. So they really were doing the activities that they had always wanted to do, and they're really doing them.
And, Kathy, what kinds of activities are people taking part in? Did you find people doing more social activities, or are a lot of them more solitary things, like maybe gardening or reading?
Yeah, you know, it's a mixture, with the highest one being the pursuit of personal interest. So the solitary, as you said, at 75%. Another large percent, though, was connecting and spending time with family at 74%. Socializing with friends on a regular basis was 64%. And traveling in retirement came in at about 51%. So it's lots of different things, and just really taking advantage of that time that they have.
We're talking with Kathy McCabe about the most recent Voices of Experience survey that the financial service provider TIAA conducted to gauge attitudes towards retirement.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you're already retired, is it what you expected? How are you spending your time? And what advice would you offer others who are hoping to join you in the ranks of the retired at some point? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page, where you can also find a link to the TIAA survey results.
We'll pick up this conversation and welcome your calls in just a moment here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation now about attitudes towards retirement, how people spend their time after they stop working officially, and what concerns, if any, that they have.
And we hope you'll join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234. Are you actively planning for your retirement? Do you hope to stop working completely, or do you plan to taper off? What worries do you have about retirement? And do you and your spouse agree on what the goals of retirement are? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search for Central Time on WPR. Well, I just kind of touched on this, Kathy, but I think, you know, we do hear that there's often an adjustment period for spouses when one or both of them retires, and suddenly they're together more, or maybe they have different ideas of what retirement's supposed to be about. Is that something that you touched on in the survey?
That wasn't something that was touched on, so I'm not really able to speculate, although I do have my thoughts on that.
Well, I did see that 95% said their relationship was as good or better than before retirement, so I think maybe we can read into that transition was easier than they thought.
Yeah, and I think many times, this is just an important part, is including your spouse or partner in the planning process, whether you both worked or one worked and the other didn't. One thing that we have found is that, being a part of the process all along the way, again, it's not just about starting to save early, but the whole planning process really makes a difference. And the earlier you start planning, you know, the more satisfied people are. And when you include your partner in that process, it's a much better transition.
Of course, even the best planned for and financed retirements doesn't mean that there aren't worries and concerns as well. What are some of the sources of stress for the retirees that responded to the Voices of Experience survey?
Specifically for women, is that they were going to run out of money and or be alone. And, part of that is because oftentimes they're out of the workforce. We read all the time about how women's wages are less than men, and they do live longer. So that is definitely one concern. And, you know, an answer to that, to help with those concerns, again, during the planning process, is we really recommend that men and women, meet with a financial professional to help put that plan in place. Oftentimes when you sit down and you don't know what you don't know, and many times once you put a plan in place, things may not be as bad as you think. We see that all the time, where someone comes in with a thought in mind that they can never retire, and after putting a plan in place, see that they can in fact do so. And again, I think that retirement income, making sure that you have some form of, not all of your retirement dollars, but at least those to meet your fixed expenses as a lifetime income stream. Many times, especially our constituents in the nonprofit, educational, healthcare, cultural, you know, they received a paycheck for 20, 30, 40 years. So, you know, once you go to retirement and ready to retire and want to enjoy those next 20 or 30 or 40 years that you might live, you want to make sure you have that paycheck, and that's what a guaranteed lifetime income is. And we do think that that is, adds to their satisfaction.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we have Graham in Fish Creek up. Hi, Graham.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am 21 right now, and I've got, I don't know, maybe $15,000 in college debt by the time that I'm done. So, like, not a crazy amount, but definitely some. I hear all the time about how important it is to start saving early. And I just want to know what the argument is for starting to save for retirement versus paying off student loans or other debts right off the bat.
That's a great question, Graham. And I think, Kathy, that really gets to that idea of planning and as soon as you can start putting money away, but it, especially in those early years, once you're just out of school, there are a lot of demands on what might not be a very big income.
Right. So it's funny because tomorrow we're having this conversation about Gen Ys and members of my team and just that. How do we help you put that budget together so that once you start earning income, yes, you have to pay off your college debt. Putting a plan in place to help you, be able to pay that off. But I do think when you start working, one of the things that you want to do is take advantage of whether it's a 401k or a 403b. And, you know, remember, when it comes out as a pre-tax, it's you're not seeing the impact on your take-home pay as much as the amount that you're contributing. So, again, I think it's, you know, trying to find that balance, because we do know that, younger people today are coming out with so much debt. So not every situation the same. It's going to be harder for some people than it's others. But the truth is, try to look at how you could set aside money for both. Might not be easy, but it's definitely possible. And again, if you are working at an employer that offers you some type of match, you don't want to lose that. And one piece of advice is, you know, wherever you are, because we also know you're probably not going to work for 20 or 30 years at the same company like many people have today, don't cash that out. Roll it over. If your plan permits you to keep it, in the plan, keep it in the plan. Don't be tempted to roll to cash in that money. Let it roll over and continue to work for you.
As we wrap up, Kathy, I liked some of the quotes that you had in the report, which, again, people can find on the Central Time Facebook page, a link to that Voices of Experience survey. Some of the bits of advice that the respondents shared was, one was, expect a period of missing the activities and interaction with people at work. And that's actually something I had not thought about. And another was learn a musical instrument or get involved in hobbies to be ready for a change in lifestyle from an 8-to-5 job. So sounds like don't wait until that retirement party's gone and in the books. Start those hobbies now.
That's a really great point. So that transition, just like you're transitioning your financial situation, oftentimes people aren't retiring. It's more psychological. You know, it's what you've done or who you were for X number of years. So great point. It's getting involved earlier so that transition is much easier.
Well, I have to say, reading this survey has made me pretty excited about retirement, even though it's quite a ways down the road for me, but something to look forward to on the distant horizon.
Great. So make sure that you're saving.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for spending the time with us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Kathy McCabe is a senior managing director at financial service provider TIAA. She joined us to talk about their latest Voices of Experience survey, which looks at attitudes about retirement. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.